Former Toronto Blue Jays Jimmy Key and Russell Martin highlight the Canadian Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum's 2024 induction class. The six inductees, announced on Tuesday, also include Paul Godfrey, a former Blue Jays president and chief executive officer, CEO, who helped bring baseball to Toronto, as well as national team infielder and coach Ashley Stevenson and national team pitcher, Rod Heisler. Toronto Leaside baseball executive Howard Burney rounds out this year's group, who will be inducted in a ceremony at the Hall of Fame grounds in St. Mary's on June 15. The Hall of Fame and Museum commemorates great players, teams, and accomplishments of baseball in Canada. Scott Crawford, Director of Operations at the Hall of Fame and Museum, said the current group of inductees meets the organization's standards of a well-rounded class with a diverse group of contributors. They include professional baseball players, a founder, a grassroots contributor, and two national team players. "A lot of people are happy to see Ashley get in," said Crawford. "She is known as the best ever female national team player and continued on with coaching." Crawford said younger fans will recognize Martin, 40, who suited up relatively recently for the Blue Jays, while all fans will love the decades-long contributions of people like Godfrey and Burney, who has 70 years in the sport as a player, coach, and umpire. The local Hall of Fame prioritizes grassroots contributions to coaching, umpiring, and other volunteer-driven aspects because kids would not be playing without them, Crawford said. Player bios: Key, a left-handed pitcher originally from Alabama, was a steady presence on the mound for the Blue Jays. His best season for the Blue Jays was in 1987, when he finished 17-8 and topped American League pitchers with a 2.76 ERA, finishing second in the American League Cy Young voting. After playing 9 seasons in Toronto, he is near the top in all-time pitching categories for the club. Key also played for the New York Yankees and Baltimore Orioles, according to the Hall of Fame website. Martin, born in East York, Ont. Before moving to Montreal, played for 4 major league teams, including the Pittsburgh Pirates, LA Dodgers, and the Yankees. The catcher signed a 5-year deal with the Blue Jays after the 2014 season, going on to lead Toronto to their first playoff appearance in 22 years. Martin ranks in the top 10 among Canadians in many major league statistical categories, including 4th in games played, 1,693. Godfrey worked tirelessly to bring baseball to Toronto, and led the idea to retrofit Exhibition Stadium into a dual baseball-football stadium, after he was told the city would need a stadium to be considered for an expansion franchise. In 1973, he convinced Ontario Premier Bill Davis to chip in half the estimated $15 million cost to renovate the stadium. The retrofit of Exhibition Stadium and Godfrey's negotiation skills helped lay the groundwork for an ownership group that included Labatt Breweries, CIBC, and Howard Webster to secure a major league team in 1976. He was also on the Crown Corporation in charge of the design, construction, and selecting a location for what would become the Skydome, Rogers Centre. He was also CEO of the Blue Jays for a number of years. Stevenson, from Mississauga, is regarded as one of the best players in the history of the national women's baseball team. The infielder played for the national team for 15 seasons, leading the team to 7 medals, including 4 bronze medals at the World Cup. In 2011 and 2016, she received Baseball Canada's Jimmy Rattlesnake Award, handed out annually to recognize a national team member demonstrating outstanding ability and sportsmanship. The award was renamed in her honor in 2018. Stevenson went on to coach and was part of the women's national team staff that led Canada to a bronze medal at the 2019 COPABE Women's Pan American Championships. She is currently a position coach for the Blue Jays High A Vancouver Canadiens. Heisler pitched in a record 14 international competitions for the men's national team. The native of Moose Jaw, Sask, started Canada's first game at the 1984 Olympics, allowing 2 runs in 10⅓ innings in a 4-3 loss to Nicaragua. He was part of Canada's 1988 Olympic team. Heisler pitched for Canada at 3 Pan Am Games, 1979, 1983, 1987, 3 Intercontinental Cups, 1981, 1983, 1985, in the Pacific Cup in 1986 and in the World Cup in 1988. He was recognized with a Government of Canada Merit Award in 1988. Heisler became a teacher and coached baseball at the Notre Dame College in Wilcox, Sask, and Little League Baseball in Moose Jaw. In 2000, he was honored with the Kinsman Sports Lifetime Achievement Award. Bernie has been involved in baseball for more than 70 years. During his tenure as a baseball coach in Toronto, 1958-1988, he guided teams to 7 city championships, a provincial championship and a national championship with Toronto Leaside All-Stars, in 1964. Bernie was president of the Toronto Baseball Association from 1978-1985 and the Ontario Baseball Association for 2 years, and president of the Leaside Baseball Association since 1973. He has also umpired for 34 years. Bernie received the Queen's Diamond Jubilee Award in 2012 in recognition of 50 years of baseball volunteering. He is in the Leaside Sports Hall of Fame, Ontario Baseball Hall of Fame and Toronto Sport Hall of Honor. The Canadian Baseball Hall of Fame is located in St. Mary's, Ont. Photo courtesy of Canadian Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum.